congratulate the anti-war movement in Oxford, Swindon, Bristol and Farringdon for organising today's demonstration. It's very important that as well as demonstrating in London and the other big cities, we do come and demonstrate at the bases around the country, because these bases are symbols of the policies which are causing such carnage and bloodshed across the world. This base here at Bryce Norton is a symbol, of course, of the Israeli aggression against Lebanon and the war crimes associated with that earlier on this year. It's also a symbol, of course, of the more than 120 British soldiers who have died in Iraq. They too are victims of this criminal war. For many of them, no doubt, this base and this area was the last part of their country that they saw before they were sent to their death for Tony Blair's lies. A symbol too, of course, of all those countless, perhaps at least 650,000 in Iraq alone, civilian victims of the policies being imposed on the world by George Bush and Tony Blair. The good news is that the tide has turned completely against these criminal policies. It's now almost impossible to get an argument anywhere with anyone who still thinks that the attack on Iraq was a good idea. The American people have sent out a very clear message themselves that they want no more of it. They want to bring an end to the crimes that their administration has dragged them into. That's the good news. The bad news is the message still isn't completely getting through to those who are in charge of the war on terror. I mean, there was a moment after the US elections when George Bush said he was looking for a new idea about Iraq. Well, I mean, how likely was that, George Bush looking for a new idea? And sure enough, it was a false dawn. Now he's talking about staying the course in Iraq. And staying the course presumably means continuing with the occupation until the last Iraqi is dead or has fled, and there's already 2 million refugees from Iraq elsewhere in the Middle East. He's now saying, as Lindsay mentioned, of going for one last push. Well, our view is that one good push deserves another. And our movement will remain ready for one last push until we're sure that this criminal occupation is brought to an end and all the troops are brought home from Iraq. But I do agree with George Bush about one thing. He has said one sensible thing, and of course it was accidental. Like Tony Blair, it's a slip of the tongue when he said Iraq was a disaster. It had to be a slip of the tongue the first time he told the truth. George Bush did say yesterday the US is not going to make a graceful exit from Iraq. And he's completely right. They're going to make a disgraceful exit, but whenever it comes be too soon. Let's bring on that disgraceful exit from Iraq when a disgraceful occupation is brought to an end. But we can't just, of course, criticise George Bush. We can't be complacent when we have a situation where our parliament is a most pusillanimous, silent, lapdog accomplice in this war, when it refuses to vote for an inquiry, refuses to have a debate and an amendment to bring the troops home, where we have politicians like, to take this one example, Jack Straw, who believes we need a national debate about what a few women happen to choose to wear, but no inquiry at all into 650,000 deaths in a war for which he is criminally responsible. So yes, we need to take troops out of Iraq, George Bush and his ward out of Oxfordshire, and Tony Blair out of Downing Street.